Okay, Thursday night, December 22nd, Chof Gimel Kislev. Shir tonight is on Beitza Daf Yud Aleph, and we're going to be looking into the Gemara on Yud Aleph on the Beis and getting into a common, fairly well-known topic and a well-known tshuva about Hatzalah and doctors. So the Gemara brings, the Mishnah brings down a situation where it says, "Bishamay Omri me mesalkan a satresin biyom tov." Bishamay say that you're not allowed to remove the shutters of a little stand, food stand, which the Mefarshim say was used, let's say, to sell spices. What they would do is they would take the stand would be covered by a window. They would take the window down and put it out forward, and that's where they would put the spices on, and people can go on Yontif and actually go shopping on Yontif and to pay afterwards. Basil Matir and Aflahafsir and Basil so that not only you're allowed to take it down, but you're also allowed to return it. And the Gemara goes on to say, Omar Ula, and Ula says, Shlosha Devarim Hitiru Sofan Mishum Tchilasam. There are three things that the Gemara, that the Mishnah mentioned, that we allowed you to do something at the end because of the beginning. Meaning, what you were doing at the end is not so okay. But Chazal felt that if we didn't allow you to do what you're supposed to do at the end, then you wouldn't do what you're supposed to do in the beginning. What you're supposed to do in the beginning is going to be a mitzvah. What you're going to do at the end is not so much, but could be, you know, you'd be mechal or something, could be over something. But we were afraid that if we don't let you do it at all, or don't let you finish it up, it's not going to happen. So Chum used the foresight and said that certain things are mutter. What are the three things that the Chum said? Veiluhein or lifnei hadarsan, that's what we learned on Yud Aleph and Aleph, is to put the skin down in a public area that people can step on it, they'll walk on it.
Salt and snow on Shabbos.
Well, could be one of those things too, right?
It's not one of the three things.
That, yeah. That mentioned the Mishnah, though.
No, but that's it, but it's the famous thing, it couldn't salt down and snow on Shabbos, which you're allowed to do.
Right, because I don't think it didn't happen in Babylonia so much.
No.
But yeah, no, it's true. Here, though, you can imagine this. You know, we joke about our new building, you know, taking care of it. Imagine what they would do if, like, you know, all of a sudden you walk outside a shul on Yontif and you see, like, a cow skin sitting there with the head, and all of a sudden the whole crowd is just walking on everybody's, like, cow skins to go ahead and, like, you know, trample them and stuff like that, and to walk on it. I guess it makes it a little bit better. But this would, of course, be part of the Ibud process. Tracy Chanuyos. And the Chazaras Ratiya B'Mikdash. And also returning a bandage and then bringing back and putting back a bandage in the base of Mikdash. We know that putting on a bandage could be a problem with the Mareach, you know, with the medication and stuff like that. But it says that the Mishnah, the Mar tells us that if a Kohen was about to do the Avoda and he had a bandage on his hand and the bandage would make a Chatzitza. So the Gemara says that we allowed you to return it in order for him to go ahead and do the avoda. Just parenthetically, just the Gemara goes on to say, just on this little topic, it says, Chazaras Ratiya and B'mikdash. So the Gemara says, Nami Panina, this was also taught. So the Gemara says, Machzirin Tan Ratiya B'mikdash Ablo B'medina. So the Gemara says, no, Mahu Desema, what would I think? Time am I, what's the reason why you can do this? B'shem Ein Shavus B'mikdash. That the reason why you can return, or you can put back a bandage, is because Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, because many Dirabbanans don't exist when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to Shabbos, and when it comes to Yontif. And because of this, Afilu Kohen Delav Bar Avodahu, that even a Kohen who's not one who's qualified to do the Avodah, so Kamash Malan, He Tiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan, which the Rashba explains that, no, the reason why we're doing it over here is not because of Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. Of course there's a concept Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. But Ein Shavus B'Mikdash is global, applies to everybody. Here we're saying that no, the heter is much more limited. The heter is just limited to Hitiru Tchilasa Mishum Sofon. And because the heter is a little bit more limited, that's why it's going to tell us that it's only the Kohanim who are the Bar Avoda in, the Lav Bar Avoda Lo. That somebody who is qualified to do the Avoda, yeah, somebody who's not qualified to do the Avoda can't go ahead and do it. I actually brought down an interesting Shaila that I saw, and that is, let's say there was a Kohen in Shul, and it was could be a regular day, happens in Eretz Yisrael, could be on a Yontif. He decided that he's comes time for duchening, you can picture us right over here in our shul right over here, right? You see that over here by our shul, we're sitting right over here, you have a window right by the place where the kohanim would duchen, and the kohen was very hot. And the kohen said, I'm not going to duchen unless you open the window for me. And the people in the shul were like, well, we don't want to open the window, it's really cold. And they figured, you know something, we don't need this guy to get up and duchen. We could have other people duchen for us too. We're not talking about a situation where he's the only kohen around. So, you know, so do they have to open up the window for him or not? So Rav Zilberstein actually paskens that says that, yeah, you really should open the window for him because we don't want to go ahead and stop anybody from doing avoda as much as possible. Now, I guess if the other kohanim objected also, then you might have an issue in terms of, yeah, could you do it or not? But here, this guy over here wants to do the avoda, he wants the duchen. So you open the window for the 5-6 minutes, the 3-4 minutes that it takes the duchen, he goes ahead and does it. And then afterwards, you close up and that's it. But we see already from our Gemara that we try to take all kinds of steps to ensure that people who are supposed to do types of avoda end up doing the avoda. That's where we have even the special Hitiru Tchilason Mishum Sofon. Now, the Gemara happens to bring down 3 cases. There's a 4th case that's brought down as a machlokes in terms of posea chavis, in terms of a person who started his barrel of wine, opened up his barrel of wine in Chol HaMoed, when we give everybody a din of tahara on Yontif, and the question is, what about after Yontif? Does it automatically become tummy l'mafrei or not? The Chum say yes, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says that, you know, you have to be careful, obviously. It doesn't get a free pass after Yontif. So these all are dinim derabbanan, right? The ibud that we're talking about, people walking on the skins, that's not going to be a malacha d'oraisa, right? And types of binyan that we're dealing over here also, treisin is not a bias. Treisin is like a, you know, a portable type of stand. And achzoras and ritiyah also, we're not talking about actually memareach. We're talking about something which falls under the gzeir of shechikas samamin. So these things are all derabbanans. What's interesting is that it's brought down, the Gemara brings down in different places, quoted by the Magen Avraham, that when it comes to a doctor and somebody who's being paid, so the Magen Avraham says that somebody who's being paid has to go to the hospital, gets paid to go ahead and save a patient. He says, however, since he's being paid, he wouldn't be allowed to go back home after he finishes, but rather would have to stay in the hospital over Shabbos as well. And what's the difference between over there and over here? Because over here we're dealing with dinim derabbanan, and over there, that case over there is a din d'oraisa. And when it comes to a din d'oraisa, so that we're not going to necessarily do it over here when it comes to somebody who's being paid. Now, it's brought down that somebody who's a professional might have that issue. But somebody who's a volunteer,
not so.
Right, exactly. Somebody who's a volunteer, that issue doesn't apply as much. Because what are we talking about? Let's say we have somebody from Hatzalah. Okay, so then Hatzalah comes and take a person to a hospital. And we're not talking about a situation where there's only one Hatzalah ambulance or one Hatzalah one Hatzalah volunteer per community. We're talking about a community that has numerous ambulances and numerous volunteers and numerous ways to get people to the hospital. So that it's not an issue. I mean, had that been the situation, so it's not even a shiloh because, yeah, the potential that you need him around. But let's say you don't need a person around and you can really get by with having one Hatzalah person stay in the hospital over Shabbos or Yontif, that's it. So the terrace already is brought down, I believe in the name of Rav Moshe, it's brought down over here by Rav Zilberstein too, and that is that, well, this is an example of Yitiru Tchilasa Mishim Sofon, because again, the situation that we're dealing here, even though yes, it might be a deoraisa, but saving a person's life is something a little bit stronger. And the fact is that if a person would go on Shabbos, and knowing that if he goes, let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, or we should say the happy way, Baruch Hashem, a woman goes into labor 25 minutes after lich benching, and they have to take her to the hospital, and the Hatzalah person takes her, and she gets there, and there's a boy, and now the guy, the Hatzalah volunteer, is now in the hospital. Shabbos starts 4:15. He's there at 4:45 on Friday night, and he's stuck all the way till 5:30 on Motzei Shabbos. He's not going to necessarily want to go ahead and do this, and his family's not going to want him to go ahead and do this. And of course, we're worried about the fact that Baruch Hashem, we have people in Hatzalah to help us out if we need it. You're not going to have these people, you're going to be in trouble. So that's where the heter comes in, that if it's going to be to a situation where a person's not going to want to volunteer or not going to want to go out to do such an important service, so then obviously we allowed them to go back, because had we not, we would be limiting the amount of people who would be doing such a thing. Rav Zilberstein wants to go a step further, quotes his father-in-law, Rav Yoshev Zichrono Livracha, who says that the same heter would apply today even to a doctor who gets paid, or a mialetis who gets paid also. Because even though they're getting paid, nonetheless, there still has to be this willingness to go ahead and do it on Shabbat. And the fact is that if it wouldn't be a situation where they would want to go ahead and do this again, so then we're even makel in this situation because of the possibility of and the importance of saving a person's life, that even in a situation...
Do they have a choice in that? Don't they have to go?
Well, I guess they can always, you know, get somebody else to do it, right? You know,
rotation. Yeah. Make themselves available.
Right. I mean, it can be on call, but there could be other people, you know, to go ahead and do it too. You know, they call up and something like that. So that's why, even if a person is being paid, the heter is brought down that they can also go back and do it, based on
this
idea.
Is everyone hold of that?
That I don't know. I'm just bringing the one opinion over here, but that's because even though,
it's
right. He tiru tchilasam mishum tchilasam.